Welcome to Postcast after the Utah Jazz fall to the Atlanta Hawks tonight. Final score 117-114. The Hawks closed the game on about a 19-6 run to outdo the Utah Jazz and end the winless streak as the Jazz fall to the Hawks. We'll talk about it coming up on Postcast. Postcast is brought to you by The Store, 600 South, 20th East. A loss like this needs you to get Mudslide ice cream. Locked on Mudslide ice cream or Mudslide cookies will make you happy after this. Maybe not. The story to me, Ron, is the big number 40 in the Atlanta Hawks box score. They took 43 point attempts tonight, 40 out of 87 shots, about 44% of their shots. The Jazz regularly allow opponents to just take 29% of their shots as threes. That's the key to the defense. Gobert's in the middle. Therefore, you don't have to leave your three-point shooters. And the Hawks, with just an abundant amount of shooting on the floor and good shooting, hit 19 of 40. The number 40, though, to me, is bigger than the number 19. Obviously, they got hot, but you allow 40, and you're vulnerable to having a night like this.
Well, that's two ball games in a row against the Hawks. The two the Jazz have played against the Hawks this year, where they've taken 80 three-point shot attempts, 80-plus. So this was their goal tonight. They were able to accomplish that. I was just trying to look back through here real quick before we started doing this. How many attempts did they have in the first half?
I have that opposed
to what they had, you know, the second half. So I thought the Jazz did a pretty good job in the second half of keeping them. But it was the first half where they just caught fire.
They had 10 in the first quarter. I don't actually have the half. They had 30 by the third quarter, and they finished with 40. So they may have actually just equally distributed it 10 o'clock across the way in every single quarter, which would be really pretty impressive. Trey Young's ability to get in the paint is very much which caused that problem for the Jazz. But I'm not sure it should, Ron. The way the Jazz play Trey Young, Gobert's dropping. What were they doing? They end up with 22 in the first half, so they only had 8 in the third. What were they able to do that was somehow pulling the defenders off? Or is it the fact that their bigs were pulling out so that when Gobert went in to deal with Trae Young, they're throwing out to four shooters?
Well, with Rudy dropping back, now they ran the same play over and over. They ran it quite a bit, as a matter of fact. Okay, they knew Trae was going to come back and get back to that right hand. You know, so even when they was on the right side of the floor, he would get back sometimes to the point where he wasn't necessarily challenging Rudy at the rim, but he would get back into the paint, and now, you know, he could distribute the basketball from there. Or he would shoot that little floater. So all of this was controlled by Trae Young, his ability to shoot the floater, his ability to get into the paint, and then distribute the basketball. So the Jazz were biggest problem was keeping him from running his signature play.
They also pulled up for a lot of quick threes in transition.
The biggest thing for them, and according to Coach Pierce, is that they want to try to score in the first 8 seconds of the shot clock, which even after a made shot, they wanted to push the ball up the floor and get something going early in the clock. Something you'd like to see the Jazz do from time to time. Push the ball up the floor, get into their offense right away, break the defense down, and get a quick three. They were very concerned with not getting a shot off early in the first 8 seconds and have to try to score on the Jazz defense in the last 8 seconds of the clock. So they had a game plan.
Well, and they are 27th in the league in half-court offense. What's interesting tonight is they did get out in transition. The Jazz, they really just did things to the Jazz that nobody does. The Jazz are the number one team in the league at preventing you from getting in transition. They're the number one team in the league in not allowing threes. The Hawks had 17.3% of their possessions in transition tonight. Interestingly is that the Jazz were actually the ones who were in transition most of the night, one of their season high amount of possessions in transition for the Jazz tonight. And it's almost like they got caught into that running game a little bit and were unable to stop it in that regard. In the fourth quarter, it got slowed down to the half court. Donovan Mitchell, who was so brilliant in the third quarter, struggled in the fourth.
Yeah, he started pressing a little bit. I thought a couple of times he got just a little bit too deep, and then he was in traffic, something you see a lot when he runs the point guard. And that was what when Royce O'Neal came in the ballgame, he was running the point. A lot of times he gets into trouble getting a little bit too deep and not making plays, in other words.
Well, the Jazz fall tonight. Other things tonight, Rudy Gobert only got 6 shot attempts, but did finish with 12 points and 11. Derek Favors had 15 rebounds and 15 points here in Atlanta. The Jazz did not get their usual contributions from Jay Crowder and Kyle Korver. That's probably as big as anything. Jay Crowder 0 for 5 tonight, 0 for 6 on the night, 0 for 2 on threes late. Now 2 of 13 this year in the clutch from 3. Kyle Korver 1 for 5 playing against his old team. And those two guys have given the Jazz a lot more than 1 of 10 from 3 recently.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you're looking at two guys that really stretched the floor, shooting a three-point shot, struggled. You have games like that. I mean, Korver is a three-point shooter. They know his signature shot coming off that screen and really pulling up very quickly. They kind of took away that early in the ball game. I don't think he had one attempt there in the first half. Did come up with a couple here in the second half. But if they don't score the threes, you know, the Jazz can still win. But it just didn't happen tonight.
So the Jazz fall to Atlanta Hawks 117-114. This has been Postcast. Thanks very much for tuning in. Ron and I will talk to you Saturday night from Chicago as the Jazz wrap up this road trip.